What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, a show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Before we do the news, do me a favor. Take your tongue,
let so, and then the
if you didn't understand that, leave a comment with your tongue. That's what I want you to do. I want you to stick your tongue out on the keyboard, or if you're on your phone, I guess you could just use your tongue on your phone. Leave a comment using only your tongue and do it now. News. Foxconn, who we've talked about multiple times on the show, a top manufacturer for companies like Samsung and Apple and a variety of other companies, has decided that they are replacing 60,000 real human factory workers with robots. Which is like good news and bad news for Foxconn. Bad news, Foxconn, if you're listening, your factory's still a horrible, horrible place to work. That's the bad news. But the good news is you don't need suicide nets for robots. For those of you that are part of GoPhone, AT&T's prepaid plan, GoPhone's still a thing? As of May 27th, AT&T is adding 1 whole gigabyte to all data plans on the GoPhone thing. So, if you were used to paying $45 a month and getting 2 gigabytes of data for that month, now you're going to get 3 gigabytes for that same exact price, and for $60 a month, usually you got 5 gigs of data, now you're going to get 6 out of that. Again, effective May 27th, and also $5 off if you enroll into their auto pay feature every month, which, if you've been watching this show, you're already aware that most prepaid plans have been doing this for multiple carriers, so AT&T's just sort of following the trend. I just want to let you know, because you ain't special. You might not have even been aware that this next thing was a thing, but for quite some time, if you purchased something on Amazon and within a 7-day period that item went down in price, maybe it was on sale or something, you were able to actually call into Amazon and say, hey, I paid this for that product and now it's this amount of monies. And then they were just going to be like, oh, okay, cool. And they'll give you a refund for the difference in price and you're good to go. Now they're not doing that. So that's no longer a thing. I told you it was a thing, but now it's not a thing. So if you didn't know it was a thing, it doesn't matter. It's not a thing to you. Still not a thing. For months and months and months, third-party retailers have halted selling. Third-party retailers have stopped selling the Nexus Player set-top box from Google and, I guess, Asus at this point. Well, in April, Google actually put a bunch back in the Google Play Store for you to purchase, and it seems like that was just to get rid of inventory because Google has now confirmed that they have discontinued the Nexus Player set-top box. Shocker, we have the Chromecast for $35. Oh my God, how did this happen? No idea. Several sources are reporting that Apple is apparently working on a Siri speaker, something to compete with the Amazon Echo and now even Google Home, except this is different because it's a speaker, it's a little box with a girl inside. They took a girl and they shrunk her, and now she's just this little thing inside of a speaker, and she's like, hey, tell me what to do, and then you're all like, hey, play some tunes, play them Fat Beatsies, and she's like, I don't have any Fat Beatsies. That's not what's happening at all. I mean, the Siri speaker thing, probably happening, probably a thing. Unfortunately, though, I don't think the whole girl shrunk down, put inside, is going to happen. I don't think that's how it works. That's kind of my idea. I came up with that, so it's probably nowhere near as cool. But sources are saying, and this part is true, at least so they say, that Apple has been working on a Siri speaker even before the Amazon Echo was a thing. So, of course, Apple originated this. This was their idea first. They just haven't released it yet because Apple's not ready. Of course. Totally believe that. I don't believe it. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter. Bam! Right there at Front Page Tech on Twitter. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Keep your pants on. Or don't. Up to you.